I've got a wee quiz. I'm sorry I'm a bit hoarse. I'm still recovering from chest infection. Lindsay, I was invited by Steve a couple of weeks ago and couldn't even answer the phone because I'd lost my voice totally. And Trixie said, no, Ray can't come, you know, because he's lost his voice. But Trixie was very poorly too. This is her first Sunday at church for a month because she was in hospital with sepsis for a second time. But I'm just glad that she's here today. Glad Adam's out of hospital too. Got a wee quiz for you. What is the longest book in the Bible? What's the longest book in the Bible? Shout out if you know.
Psalms.
Right. A lot of people think that, but it's not right. Chronicles? No. No. Oh, this is a good one. I've caught you out. got to remember that the Old Testament was written originally in what language? In the Hebrew language, okay? That's very, very different from English. So now I didn't count them myself, but the scholars tell us that the longest book in the Bible, according to Hebrew words, is the book of Jeremiah. Okay, bet you didn't know that. And you can try this on your friends. It's true, the longest book in the Bible is Jeremiah. And the second longest, you'll be amazed, the second longest book in the Bible, it's not Psalms, it's still. The second longest book in the Bible, anybody try a guess? It's near the beginning. It's Genesis. The second longest book in the Bible is Genesis, and Psalms is third.